brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, I feel like myself again. For the last, I don't know, what is it, almost 2 weeks, I have had the worst allergies of my lifetime. And I know I've been starting a lot of the programs discussing that. I don't normally talk about, you know, how I feel or what my health is like. It's just so amazing to live in a city where everyone I know has horrible sinus headaches and something that mimics a chest cold. And you talk to everybody, and it wasn't like this in the past. And you've got to ask yourself, what has changed? Why are allergies all over the country, but especially in Austin, Texas, known as the national capital, the worst place in America, in the U.S., for allergies? Why has it gotten so bad? But in the last week and a half or so, if I've sounded like a toad or been a bit grumpy, it's because strange effect that the allergies have had on me. I guess when you feel bad and you make yourself go to work, you're a bit curmudgeon-y. But I am honored to be your host and honored to be here. And I am blessed that I'm going on a short vacation for part of next week to visit family. Maybe I can fully escape the allergies then, but I'm going to have Jack Blood and Bob Dacey for the days I'm out sitting in next week, so you definitely do not want to miss that. It is Thursday, and it is the 11th day of January 2007. Still getting used to that, and obviously I want to have open phones today. I want to give you a chance to respond to Bush's lengthy speech that he gave last night. I watched a lot of it. I was also working on a film while we had it on in the background. And we already basically had heard all of this propaganda spewed by his different surrogates and his different handlers and his different front people. But I've had a chance to read the transcript. I've got several audio clips of it I want to play. But I want to give you a chance on air, all of you, to respond to what George Bush has said. We've got one of the head spokespeople from World Can't Wait, the lady who basically destroyed Bill O'Reilly a few days ago. We've got and one of the ladies who led the shutdown of the Democrats, a little press conference. She's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the next hour. Other than that, we're going to have wide open phones today. And we can talk about any issue, any news story, anything you wish to discuss. You are welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But as I said, I will go over Bush's speech. Also, some news that's really sensational. It's so important, and no one seems to be pointing it out. Well, it's in a few British papers, but it's a footnote. And that is that our government, our illegitimate criminal government, is openly funding in a takeover of Somalia the very warlords that killed our troops in 1993. The real agenda of the global elite in Somalia, neocons are backing the same warlords that slaughtered U.S. troops in 1993. That's a story by Steve Watson up on Infowars.net. Another one by Paul Watson that added the information that we got yesterday with our expert on Somalia we had on. Bush administration empowers Somali warlords who killed U.S. troops. Bombing clears path for reemergence of Black Hawk Down savages to cost of Somali people. So we'll break this down, Bush's speech, what it really means. I kind of had an epiphany this morning. And a lot more today. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good evening. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. I'm here at 8 after instead of 12 because the traffic was a killer getting here. So we played a little replay for the first 5 minutes. Once again, my name is Bob Dacey. Today is the 18th of January, 2007, and we're going to talk about, NAFTA, the NAFTA highway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, and how important it is to all you people out there. At 12 o'clock, we're going to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts come on. We'll be interviewing him in the second hour. But for right now, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. I am a personal friend with Alex Jones. I've known him for many years. He was a guy that woke me up to what was going on locally. I am the host of The Simple Truth, which is a television talk show on Time Warner Cable in Austin, Texas. And I'm in my 8th season. My show is produced by Kelly Taylor, who is a writer for the New American magazine, and by Jeff Kantoff, who is the guy responsible for the Building 7 footage you've seen over and over and over again over the years. It was him that had the wherewithal to record everything on that day. I also have written for the New American, and of course I'm a frequent contributor to InfoWars.com. The most important thing that people can do right now to stop this juggernaut, this New World Order crowd, these globalists, these elitists, these international bankers, whatever you want to call them. The most important thing you can do right now is to fight the NAFTA superhighway, because the NAFTA superhighway is an infrastructure component of the North American Union. If you, unless you're asleep or watching the mainstream media all day, you know that this North American Union thing is coming down the pike right now. Many years ago, G. Edward Griffin, it was a couple of years ago, he was in town, and he made an analogy about a cruise ship being like the United States of America. And everybody's aboard the cruise ship, and they're doing their thing, having a good time, and a small group of the passengers notice that pirates have come aboard and have taken over the cruise ship. They kill the captain, and they kill the crew, and they threw them overseas, and they dressed up in their uniforms, and now they're running the cruise ship, and the vast majority of the people don't know it. Well, that's the way it is with this Trans-Texas Corridor thing. You know, you can fight the globalists on many levels, and you can oppose, say, for example, the war in Iraq, which I'm sure we're going to be talking about later on. But the problem is these pirates that have taken over the ship of state, the United States of America, are heading it for a bunch of icebergs right now. And that's what this North American Union is. That's what the Trans-Texas Corridor is. So if you want to prioritize, before you go fix all the other problems that the globalists are creating, you have got to stop this North American Union, because the ship's going to hit this iceberg and it's going to sink the whole ship and everything else is going to be irrelevant. They're trying to merge Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one big happy country right now. Right now. Of course, the mainstream is not covering it, with the notable exception of two journalists. One of them is Jerome Corsi, who writes for WorldNet Daily and for Human Events Online. The other one is Lou Dobbs of CNN, and I understand he's got some bizarre arrangement where he actually controls the editorial content of his show. Both these two guys have been on it, but people the likes of Alex Jones, myself, Kelly Taylor, Jeff Kantoff, we have been on this thing way longer than the mainstream media, and I want to start out talking about an article that I wrote for the New American Magazine way back in November of 2005. The article was called Texas Keystone State of the FTAA, and I wrote it for the New American when they sent me up to Waco to cover the Free Trade Area in the Americas Conference. The Free Trade Area of the Americas Conference was a follow-up to an earlier deal they had at Waco, where Vicente Fox and President Bush and Prime Minister Martin of Mexico did this Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP.gov, deal, where they agreed to have an economic, a cultural, and security merger of the three countries, Canada, United States, and Mexico, into one country. They want to do it now. I mean, they're doing it right now, by 2010. So I went up there to Waco to attend this conference, this follow-up conference, and the chief speaker there was Dr. Supachai Panichpakti. And Dr. Panichpakti is a communist. I mean, you know, just look him up on the internet. He's a proud communist, and he was the featured speaker at this meeting full of economics professors and business professors and representatives from Canada and Mexico at this confab up at Baylor. And I was attending this dinner that he had, that they had, of course, at the beginning of this thing. And Dr. Supachai, he's about 20 feet away from me, when he said that it was very important when you're going to create this new structure, this free trade area. And, of course, at this time, they wanted to encompass the entire Western Hemisphere, but now they're settling on three countries, you know, a smaller bite, Canada, United States, and Mexico. But he said you have to have an infrastructure in place in order to make the free trade area work. And he mentioned a project in Southeast Asia. He said it was critical. And, of course, right there, you knew darn well that that's what the Trans-Texas Corridor is. The Trans-Texas Corridor is the first segment of the NAFTA Superhighway. The NAFTA Superhighway is a is the main artery of a gigantic spiderweb of corridors that's going to just basically ensnare the whole area, thus creating this infrastructure that Dr. Supachai said you had to have in order to create this this trading union, this trading area. So another thing Dr. Supachai said, and I have to point this out because it shows you the ideology of the people that are working on this. He said in passing that he had been meeting with Bo Zilai, the current trade minister of China, the other day. And then as a, in passing, he said, oh, by the way, he is the son of Bo Yibo, one of the eight immortals of the Chinese Communist Revolution, a close associate of Chairman Mao. And, of course, this went over the head of all the pointy-headed intellectuals there, but I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I looked it up. It's true. Bo Zilai is the son of Bo Yibo, and he was one of the eight immortals of Communist China. And he was instrumental in helping Mao murder, what, 30, 40, 50 million people? And this Panichpakti clown was saying what a great deal that was. And he called him a hero, the son of a hero of the Chinese Communist Revolution. So, you know, you got to wonder about these people when they're the ones that are pushing this free trade area of the Americas. Well, since that time, the last thing I said in my article was, let me just read the last paragraph. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the great state of Texas, the fight over the Trans-Texas Corridor continues with little awareness of the elaborate design for hemispheric convergence of which that scheme is a part. Dr. Panichpakti pointed out that a unified trade region requires infrastructure, and it is therefore up to patriotic Texans to see that the corridor never gets built. It is up to the American electorate to put pressure on the Congress to ensure that the FTAA never comes to fruition. And I mentioned an international banker here, Robert Fisher, who knows that the political road to a successful free trade area of the Americas goes straight through the U.S. Congress. So do we. It's up to us to build a roadblock. Now, that's what I said in the New American back in November of 2005. Well, the New World Order crowd must have been listening because they decided to make our roadblock a Maginot Line. They've decided to go around it. I mean, if you follow the law, Congress is the only body. It's Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Congress is the only body that can regulate foreign trade. I mean, you know, it's not like ambiguous or anything like that. But they've decided, well, no, we realize that Congress could be a roadblock to this because the American people, well, they really do not want to merge their country with the Canada and Mexico and destroy the whole thing. So we're just going to do it anyway. And so that's why they had their Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting in 2005. And they are implementing this thing right now. Now, you know, who's behind all this? Well, I wrote another article for InfoWars.com, or an article for InfoWars.com specifically called the FTAA and the New World Order Plan, and that was published June the 21st, 2006. And you have to lay the blame square on the elites. You square on the Council on Foreign Relations crowd, square on David Rockefeller and his people. And again, you've heard this quote before, but it's so important because you have to see the big picture of what this NAFTA superhighway is. You've got to understand who's pulling the strings. And when we get back, I'm going to read this quote from David Rockefeller, and you will see, in his very own words, Mr. Rockefeller and his crowd, he says, hey, I'm a trader and I love it. We'll be back after the break.
Oh,
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Should I run for president?
Bob Dacey, once again, substituting for Alex Jones on the 18th of January, 2007. Alex is taking a little vacation. I'll be here today, and I'll be here tomorrow. And before the break, we're talking about the big boys behind this thing. That little song I heard, Mother, Should I Run for President? Well, you know, it'd be nice if Ron Paul was president. I know he has announced, although all the media is fawning over Barack Obama. Gee, it kind of reminds me of back in the 70s when all of a sudden, like somebody turned on a light, all the mainstream media were fawning over Jimmy Carter. He came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he gets to be president. And then fast forward a few years, and next thing you know, there's this backward state north of Texas called Arkansas, full of drug dealers. I got this crooked womanizing governor, drug dealing womanizing governor, who is really a nobody nationwide. And then all of a sudden, just like somebody turns on a light, wow, all of a sudden Bill Clinton is the man. You know, it's just, wow, how about that? And now, fast forward a few more years, poof, wow, Barack Obama. All of a sudden, every single media outlet all across the country, that's all they can talk about. Well, all that means is that someone higher up has told them to turn on that little light and start promoting him. So Barack Obama is going to be one of these CFR-approved candidates for president because if you're going to run for president, you can run if you want to, but if you're going to get elected, you have to be CFR approved, Council on Foreign Relations. And now back to the subject. I got off the subject there. We're talking about who's behind the Free Trade Area of the Americas, who's behind the North American Union, and I was talking about David Rockefeller. Hey, you know, David Rockefeller is a traitor to his country. You know, he is. I mean, he loves it. He admits it. He thinks it's a great deal. Now, if you don't, you think, now how can you say that? Well, I didn't say it. He said it. Let me read a quote from his book, Memoirs, Dave Rockefeller's own book, Memoirs, on page 405, in a chapter entitled Proud Internationalist. This is David Rockefeller himself. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Out of the mouths of traitors, right there. David Rockefeller admits that he works against the best interest of the United States of America, and he's proud of it. And one of his latest projects is the North American Union. And, of course, you probably know, or maybe you don't know, I don't know if you're new to this kind of information, if it's all new to you, you may know, you may not know that a couple of years ago, the Council on Foreign Relations published a paper on one of their task forces called Building a North American Community. The chief proponent of this in the CFR was a Robert Pastor, who is an avowed Marxist. You know, and this plan is the blueprint for the merger of United States, Canada, and Mexico into one happy country. And that would, of course, destroy the national sovereignty of the United States of America. We would be no more as an independent nation. And, of course, if you look that up in the dictionary, I think that's a definition of treason. Anyone who would work to destroy the United States of America, if he's an American, if he's an American citizen, would have to be characterized as a traitor. That's not a stretch at all. It's just the way it is. So when we get back, we're going to talk about how the feds at the national, international level are planning to do all this. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey once again, substituting for Alex Jones, and we're talking about the North American Union. And I have to point out that if you want to learn about the North American Union, if you want to really understand what's going on, your best bet for information is to go to the John Birch Society website. That's www.jbs.org. Please do that, www.jbs.org. They have a section on the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and they go through the whole thing. They'll tell you what the North American Union is and who's trying to create it, David Rockefeller and his CFR buddies. They'll tell you what the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement is, and, of course, if you really want to get bogged down in the minutia of it, you can go to spp.gov. That's a government website. Talked all about how wonderful destroying the United States of America is. I mean, it's right out there where you can read it. No conspiracy theory here. And, of course, the Birch Society. I am a member of the Birch Society. I am not a spokesman for the Birch Society. I am not a high official of the Birch Society. I am merely a lowly rower at the oars, so to speak. But the Birch Society is obviously against this thing, and of course they've been against it before it ever started because they knew it was coming down the pike. That's the thing about the Burke Society. They've been at this fighting the New World Order longer than anyone. And so go to www.jbs.org if you want to learn about the North American Union. Now, I was, once again, I discovered something last year that no one had reported in the press, either mainstream or alternative, and I was doing research on these corridors that are going up from Mexico up to through the United States up into Canada, and I discovered last June that, well, gee, if you don't believe this thing is federal, I found out then that they had passed a law. President Bush signed the thing, I think, July 29th, 2005 is when he signed this bill. It was a big highway appropriations bill, and it was a big old fat thing, telephone book size thing. But Section 1604, this is H.R. 3, if you don't believe me, 2005, H.R. 3, Section 1604, it's the law, it's been signed. The title of my article was, "It's the Law, Feds Pave the Way to Toll and Privatize the Interstate Highways as a Part of the American Union." Yeah, you see, none of this stuff we're talking about in terms of tolls is local. None of it. It's all coming from David Rockefeller. It's all coming from the Council on Foreign Relations. It's all coming from the elites. And it's all coming, therefore, from the federal government. That's where they've got the lock on, you know. And basically, let me just read a few sentences from this article I wrote on Infowars.com. On July 29, 2005, President Bush signed a bill which permits and promotes the charging of tolls on existing and planned interstate highways, bridges, and tunnels. Before the passage of the bill, known as SAFE TEALU, or Safe, Accountable, Flexible, Efficient Transportation Equity Act, a Legacy for Users, it was generally illegal to charge tolls on roads built with federal funds. What's more, the tolls collected will be automatic, requiring universally compatible toll transponder tags on every vehicle. And then I went through six different pilot programs that were set up at the federal level in order to commence the process of tolling and privatizing not only new but existing interstate highway systems. And the most, I guess the summary of my article is this paragraph. I want to read this because this sums up the whole thing. Imagine for a moment what must have been going through the minds of the six-legged elites when they thought up this diabolical scheme. The question is, how do you destroy the national sovereignty of the United States, merge it with the rest of the Western Hemisphere, build the infrastructure system needed to link up the entire landmass, confiscate private property on a wholesale level, spy on everyone's comings and goings, and trick American suckers into paying for their own demise all in one fell swoop? The answer? Toll everything. So, that is what's going on, and I'm going to be concentrating for most of this show on exactly what's going on in the Central Texas area. And this, you think, oh, well, that's just Central Texas. No, this is a test case for the entire nation. The first part of this Trans-Texas corridor has been built, and it's Toll Highway 130 east of Austin. And, of course, it was built by, this Cintra organization is going to be controlling the thing. That's Concesiones Infraestructuras de Transporte from Spain, with a Texas company kind of tagging along the side called Zachary. And, make people, Americans, think that's okay. And so, you know, they're going to be tolling this thing, and the profits are going to go to Spain. Isn't that wonderful? And that's just the beginning. Okay, that's what the point is. It's just the beginning. Number 130 is only the very first part of the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is going to go all the way up through Texas, but that's only a segment of the NAFTA Superhighway, which is going to go all the way up through Canada and down into Mexico. And eventually, if these people have their way, it's going to go all the way down to South America. You know, so that's why what's going on in the Austin area is so vitally important to the rest of the world, the rest of the United States. It's a test case. And we have local groups here fighting this system. Now, right now, what's going on in the Austin area is they set up they had a bill they passed a couple of years ago, several of them, but House Bill 3588 in 2003 in the Texas legislature was what set up most of this. They set up all these regional mobility authorities. And in Austin, we have the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority. And we also have the CAMPO Board, which is the Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. What is that? Well, that's just a bunch of politicos that all got together to decide how to spend federal road money in the Austin area. And they are now in the process of trying to stop this CAMPO board from tolling existing freeways around Austin. You know, I'm looking at a map right now of Austin, and I see that the proposal to is called Phase 2 Tolls in Central Texas, and it's basically encircling the city. There's Loop 360 on the west. There's Highway 183 on the east, 290 on the north, 71 on the south. Basically, there is a proposal to basically toll an almost entire ring around the city of Austin of, and this is important, existing highways that we already paid for with our tax money. Now, other than the fact that that is vulgar, disgusting, immoral, vile, and putrid, and un-American, not too bad. But you think about it. These people actually want to toll existing highways. You think about that. And it's all coming from the federal level. They didn't think of this themselves, and which is the point. This is just a test case. Now, they say, well, no, you guys don't understand. All of the money that we're going to raise from tolling these existing roads is going to stay in the local community, so shut up and don't worry about it. You know, that's what they're telling us. Well, the problem is every single dime that they squeeze out of us here in Central Texas to maintain and build and do whatever with these feeder roads, these major roads around Austin, which don't necessarily tie in with the Trans-Texas Corridor. Some of them do. Every dime that the Texas Department of Transportation doesn't have to spend out of their funds on our local roads, well, guess what they're free to do with that money? They're free to spend it on their pet project. And their pet project is the Trans-Texas Corridor. So don't let anybody tell you that the money in your area, when they try to do this to you, if we fail and they do it in your area, is going to stay in the local community, because it's just a big fat accounting lie. You know, like I say, if they don't have to spend it on those roads because they took it from you as you were driving along, then they got more money to play with for their pet project. Now, there's a brochure that I've got in my hands here, Stop Highway Robbery. This is from TexasTollParty.com. Actually, this is AustinTollParty.com. And this is an example, a glorious example of activism. I mean, this is great. They're passing out thousands of these flyers. And by the way, if you do live in the Austin area, you can come pick up one of these flyers at my place of business, which is the Hardware Store Incorporated, which is located at the intersection of Highway 183 and Spicewood Springs Road here in Austin. Come pick up one of these flyers, and it kind of gives you a summary of what this local board is trying to do to shift paid-for roads to toll roads. And, you know, it's not a bad idea to do that. You can come pick up this flyer, and AustinTollParty.com has a a website where you can actually send a message to all 23 members of this CAMPO board. Some of these people are actually on our side, but I think probably a lot of them don't know what the heck's going on. They all think it's local. They're just going along to get along. But unfortunately, some of these people on this CAMPO board know exactly what they're doing. They know what the big picture is, and that's kind of sad. It's extremely sad. I want to go over some of these people with you here in a minute. For example, Kirk Watson. He is on the CAMPO board, and he's a brand new state senator from District 14 here in Texas. He used to be the mayor of Austin. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. Why do I say that? Because he likes to go up and hobnob in New York up at the UN. He did that when he was mayor. And when you hobnob with the UN, that means you're a globalist. And that's what Kirk Watson is. And so he's on the CAMPO board, and that's very bad news. Now, my favorite member of the CAMPO board is State Representative District 52, Mike Crucey. Oh, boy. Mike Crucey came into town, years ago. I think it was 92 when he got elected to the state legislature, and his emblem on his campaign posters was a broom. And in political parlance, of the broom, that's the broom of reform. You know, he's going to sweep the state clean of corruption. That was his logo. Well, lo and behold, many years later, Mike Crucey has sold out to the other side, and he's just furthering his own political career at the expense of everybody else, taking humongous contributions from the highway lobby. He's the guy that snuck the bill through the state legislature. He's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee. And he's the guy that snuck House Bill 3588 through the state legislature, setting up this Trans-Texas Corridor, giving them all the, or not all of, but giving them a start to the process of tolling everything. So Mike Crucey knows what he's doing. He absolutely knows what he's doing. And as a matter of fact, you don't believe me, you think he's just a dupe. I have a report that has his name on it that was published in 2004. House Committee on Transportation, Texas House of Representatives, Interim Report 2004, Mike Crucey, Chairman. And this is all about these roads. And he has a segment on tolling where he discusses new technology. And he says, new technology allows motorists to purchase an electronic toll tag, which is affixed to their windshields. Scanners mounted above the toll road read the tag and deduct payment or charge payment to a credit card while the car is traveling at a normal rate of speed. A camera snaps a picture of the license plates of those who do not have tags, and they are mailed the notice of payment. Most who receive the notices pay up promptly. Wow, how about that? You know, and that's exactly, here it is, 2007, and that's exactly what they're doing. You know, you can't escape these things. They're coming after you, no matter what. You drive through those things, and you're gonna have to pay. Then they have this is again not 2004. It is predicted toll tags will eventually be used interchangeably with other systems on a nationwide basis. No, it's not predicted. Predicted my hind leg. It's mandated. It's something that they call interoperability. That's what they call it. Interoperability. And later on, we talked Mike Crucey. I told you he was fully aware of the big picture. He's encouraging the big picture. He's encouraging the NAFTA superhighway. He says this. It is important that Congress and the U.S. Department of Transportation give priority to nationally significant corridor systems already identified as high-priority corridors and that support the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian trade patterns. See there? This is right out of his own report. Mike Crucey's got his name on it. Let me read that again, so just so you don't think that Mike Crucey is an unwilling dupe. It is important that Congress and the U.S. Department of Transportation give priority to nationally significant corridor systems already identified as high-priority corridors and that support U.S.-Mexican-Canadian trade patterns. This means that priority should be given only to north-south high-priority corridor routes and border improvements connected to them that will enhance the flow of trade to and from border crossings in that direction. There you have it, right there. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's no fool. And he's got some bills and legislation that says the bills would require the U.S. Department of Transportation to direct funding only to projects on high-priority corridors that connect to Mexico or Canada, giving priority to corridors where the trade traffic has increased under NAFTA. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back from the break, we'll continue with this. And in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Paul Craig Roberts. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob, thank you back once again. Substituting for Alex Jones this Thursday, January the 18th, and we're talking about our friends here in Austin who are trying to toll local roads in order to basically fund this Trans-Texas corridor. And I was talking about Mike Crucey, and I've just shown you via his own report that he knows exactly what he's doing. He is encouraging this NAFTA superhighway system, which, by the way, you know, I-35, of course, and the Trans-Texas Corridor is going to be that's the central hub of this spider web of corridors. Now, Mike Crucey, gosh, I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, Mike Greasy is an interesting guy. I did a little research on how much money he gets and from whom a few years ago, and the guy is just dripping with construction money, just dripping with it. I mean, he gets these thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for his campaign finance account from highway contractors. I wonder if there's any connection there. I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. However, he's got so much money that he's able to spend it on very interesting things. I looked into a six-month period a few years ago, and out of his campaign finance account, understand, this is where people are supposed to give you money to run for office. Most people spend that on staples and paper and mailings and you know, things like that, posters and advertisements on the radio and TV and print media. Most people spend their campaign finance money on that. But Mike Creasy, let's see if I can remember. He spent about $2,000-some-odd in 1 six-month period at the King Ranch Saddle Shop. See, that's a big fancy gift shop. So he's just passing out gifts to his buddies. $2,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. I think they would tick me off if I gave him money to find out that he was buying gifts for his friends at the King Ranch Saddle Shop. Let's see, what else does he know? Oh, yeah. Spent about $600-some-odd at the Aziz Salon and Day Spa. The Aziz Salon and Day Spa, out of Mike Creasy's campaign finance checkbook a few years ago. That was a good expense. I mean, you got to relax, get a massage. These are gifts they are. They're gifts for his buddies that help him out. And then my favorite of them all, I mean, Mike Creasy, I mean, you really have to have some cojones to do this. Mike Creasy wrote a check out of his campaign finance account to an outfit called Skydive San Marcos. That's right, Skydive San Marcos. Now, you know, skydiving lessons or whatever the heck that was, of course that's a legitimate campaign expense. Skydiving lessons, we all have to have skydiving lessons for our friends now, don't we? So that's what we're dealing with when we're talking about Mike Creasy, who was the current, who was on this Campo board, which is fixing to possibly vote to toll roads we already paid for. So, you know, that's what we're talking about here. Now, we got some other members of this Campo board that are interesting. Sarah Eckhart, Travis County Commissioner, Precinct 2, she is a new member of the Campo board because she replaced Karen Sunlightner, who used to be the Travis County Commissioner, Precinct 2. What happened to Karen Sunlightner? Well, she was a 10-year incumbent. You know, a shoe-in, a Democrat, 10-year incumbent in Travis County, Texas. Travis County is kind of a weird county. It always goes Democratic, whereas the rest of the state goes Republican. But she was the commissioner, but she got beat by this Sarah Eckhart because Karen Sunlightner was a toller. So that's what can happen to you guys. After the break, we'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.